From the GPB Newsroom on a Friday, I'm Ricky Bevington. Today, Georgia marks 110,000 cases of COVID-19 with just under 3,000 deaths. Two Georgia State University public health experts say expanded social programs would help fight the spread of the coronavirus. Dr. Rodney Lin and Dr. Harry Hyman spoke yesterday to GPB's Political Rewind.
We need to incentivize the behaviors that we want to see, and we need to have the supports in place, especially for those that are most vulnerable.
For instance, they say workers without sick leave will often go to work sick, potentially spreading the virus. Expanded sick leave would allow these people to stay home and quarantine effectively. Additionally, the pair said an expansion to Medicaid would help more Georgians access health care. The Georgia Public Service Commission agreed this week that Georgia Power should be allowed to make customers pay for COVID-19 safety measures. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
PSC voted 3-2 to allow Georgia Power to recoup the $7.7 million the utility says it spent on masks, sanitation, and other COVID-19 measures by adding the money to electrical bills. Liz Coyle of the consumer group Georgia Watch says she doesn't think it's fair to ask customers to pay for what are now commonplace safety steps.
We're all wearing masks now. We all are doing our part. It's the right thing to do, and I certainly think Georgia Power could do this as it's the right thing to do.
Coyle says it's likely that Georgia Power will continue to tally how much they spend on COVID-19 and could ask for more relief when they next negotiate base electrical rates in 2022. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Atlanta United becomes the first professional sports team from Georgia to return to play during the coronavirus pandemic. GPB's Sam Burmistas looks ahead to Atlanta's first matches in Orlando.
Atlanta United is set to play their first competitive game in months tomorrow night. United face the New York Red Bulls Saturday at 8 p.m. in their first game of the MLS's back tournament. But star striker Joseph Martinez will be watching from off the field. The Venezuelan is still out with an injury he picked up in March. Otherwise, coach Frank DeBoer says his squad is fit and ready for the game. If things go as planned for United in the three matches of the group stage, they'll advance onto the knockout round of 16 and a shot at the final. For GPB News, I'm Sam Burmistas.
Atlanta's interim police chief is criticizing Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard for his investigation into the June killing of Rayshard Brooks. Speaking to WSB, Rodney Bryant took issue with taking less than a week to charge two Atlanta police officers.
What we do want is a level of due process as it relates to how investigations are handled and how we are criminally charged.
Bryant did not say whether Garrett Rolfe and Devin Brosnan should have been charged. He simply said Howard should have waited to decide until the Georgia Bureau of Investigation completed its independent investigation. In response, Howard's office said the DA had moved appropriately and cited multiple video evidence of the shooting. President Donald Trump is scheduled to visit Atlanta next week to tout his infrastructure agenda. He is expected to visit the UPS Airport Hub Wednesday. That's near Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. There, the president plans on highlighting a process that accelerates road, bridge, and highway projects. This, according to the AGC, it's the president's ninth trip to Georgia since taking office. There is more of today's news at gpbnews.org. I'm Ricky Bevington. Don't worry about that pickup. It's a podcast.